The following program may contain subject matter intended for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Mir's Music Spotlight. I'm Chris Piccioni, and on this show, as we do every week, we spotlight all the bands and artists and great musicians that perform at the legendary Nears Tavern in Woodhaven, Queens, New York. For more information, you could also check out nearstavern.com. Today, my guests are two great musicians. They'll actually be performing here on Saturday, January 28th, during, I guess, the beginning of Mardi Gras season, or, you know, it's sort of like
Carnival season between Epiphany.
We got Dave Clive and his New Orleans Funk Band. We got Dave Clive in the studio, drummer, educator, a band leader, Renaissance man, and we've got John Putnam, ambassador of the blues. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us, Chris.
Yay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming here.
Sure.
Let's just get right into it. We got a couple of songs. You know, basically, you guys are you know, the authentic sounds of New Orleans funk, R&B, blues, rock and roll.
Jazz. So we go back further, second line.
Yeah. You know, on this show, I often talk about, you know, the history of rock and you know, its development and evolution. And you know, I have in the past shows, I talked about New Orleans being... Can we talk about why New Orleans is so important in the grand scheme of things as far as the development of the music and...
Sure. Love to. Well, New Orleans is like a melting pot for music for many, many reasons. Actually, Treme or Congo Square was the first... Treme was the first African-American neighborhood in North America. So you had the black people, you know, coming from, obviously, Africa, Haiti. You had the French influence, the European influence, the Spanish influence, the American Indian influence. So basically you would have like European musicians playing like classical snare drum, and then you'd have you know, the American Indians playing on glass bottles. So what evolved over time was like the second line beats using all the different, you know, elements, you know, the French, the Spanish, the African, the Afro-Cuban. And also New Orleans is considered the most northern Caribbean city, which it's obviously in America, but it's, you know, it has the vibe of a Caribbean city. And there was definitely, you know, an incoming of musicians, you know, from the Caribbean islands and, you know, as I had mentioned before, all the other places.
Right. And we, you know, we've also talked in the past about some of the early rock and roll artists, like, you know, Fats Domino.
Oh, yeah.
New Orleans. You know, he, we talk a little bit about him and what his sound is representing.
Tons of records came out of New Orleans. Definitely, there was a studio called Cosimo Studio, which, in fact, Little Richard and Fats Waller, tons of guys, Louis Armstrong, they all recorded in Cosimo Studio. And it was basically like jazz musicians working with popular singers of the times. So all the musicians were coming from more of like a jazz approach, but playing R&B, rock and roll, the blues. So
and the lines are pretty blurred, you know.
Oh, totally.
When you put all of them together, there's a fine line between, you know.
They're totally blurred.
Yeah,
they're totally blurred.
And that's I think what the fascinating thing about this music is too, and what we call now rock music is an offshoot of you know, blending of all those styles coming together. Why don't we get right into the music? We got a couple of songs here from Dave Clive's New Orleans Funk Band. Their CD titled Vega Sings the Blues. Coming up, we're going to start off with Voodoo and Don't You Lie to Me, right here on the Spotlight.
Oh, you must have been gonna catch.
ragged, evil as a man can be. There's two kind of people that I just can't stand. A cold-hearted woman and a lying old man. Don't you lie to me.
Don't you lie to me.
Oh, don't you lie to me.
Don't you lie to me.
Because it make me mad and I get evil as a man can be. And don't you lie to me.
Don't you lie to me.
Oh, don't you lie to me.
Don't you lie to me.
Oh, don't you lie. Evil as a man can be. Because it makes me mad and I get evil as a man can be. Because it makes me mad and I get evil as a man can be.
This is the real Jimmy Young, and you are listening to GothamRadio.com. Yeah.
Hi, this is Jim Moran.
My name is Danny Keene.
And every night, daily, 10 p.m. on GothamRadio.com is the Bluesology Radio program, where we discuss and play the blues for you.
It's the most fun you can have with your pants on.
That's right. Every night, daily, new show once a week. Every week, the show changes. So tune in to GothamRadio.com, the newest idea in radio.
Tune in to the Jeff Lorber Radio Hour every weekday night at 11 p.m. with Stars Fellini Cooper.
Not ready for satellite radio players, Stars, and myself, the Lorb Show.
You're listening to the voice of Rob L.A. and the soul of Rob L.A. I used to be a white man, now I'm a black man. Listen at midnight every night on GothamRadio.com, and there will be a surprise.
Straight going my way.
Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Mears Music Spotlight. I'm Chris Piccioni, and my guests tonight are Dave Clive and John Putnam from Dave Clive's New Orleans Funk Band. They will be performing here at Mears Tavern on Saturday, January 28th, as part of our Mardi Gras party celebration. And we heard a couple of songs in the first segment. We heard Voodoo and Don't You Lie to Me. Who are the artists that these songs came
Voodoo
from?
Voodoo is definitely a Neville Brothers song. Mm-hmm. Written by the Neville Brothers, performed by the Neville Brothers.
Very important New Orleans band right there. I mean,
yes.
You can't talk about New Orleans without talking about the Neville Brothers.
Papa Funk.
And Don't You Lie to Me is, I guess, an old blues standard. I guess we've heard versions of that before from Fats Domino, Chuck Berry,
and Albert King.
Albert King, yes.
Yes.
All right.
Apparently,
Yeah, go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hudson Whitaker apparently was the writer.
Hudson Whitaker, the original writer.
All right. And Albert King was the version that I heard that, you know, kind of inspired me to be interested in singing the song. But
Albert King inspired a lot of people. we mentioned briefly in the last segment when you were talking about the development of the music, you referred to something called a second line rhythm. Can you just explain what that means a little briefly? And I think we're going to follow that up with a musical example of that.
Yes, yes. So do you want me to do the historical explanation?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in New Orleans, the second line is actually... You're talking about a funeral procession. So the first line is the deceased and his immediate family. The second line are his friends and the band, generally speaking, a brass band. That's the second line, technically. And they will play a very slow song, which is usually called a dirge, once the deceased is in the ground. Well, that's another thing in New Orleans. And then they pick up the groove. The second line groove, actually, which is the next song, Sing It, which is what I play on it, it's that
That's a very familiar rhythm. I'm sure people have heard that.
There's many second line rhythms. Street beats, they also call them. So it kind of goes both ways. Here's a plug for Stanton Moore. If you're really into second line drumming, you got to check out his modern approach and traditional approach to New Orleans drumming, because it really breaks it down for you.
Stanton Moore, great drummer from the band Galactic.
That's right.
And this is just fascinating for me. We can go. Dave and I are both drummers, so we can bore you to tears with an all drum discussion if we wanted to. But maybe we'll save that for a future episode. But I think right now we're just going to show you a musical example of what. Dave was explaining in describing the second line rhythm. We got a song here called Sing It. Who wrote this song?
I saw Marshall Ball and Irma Thomas do it. I believe it's an Irma Thomas song.
Great. Here's Dave Clive's New Orleans Funk Band performing Sing It right here on the Spotlight.
Thank you.
was Sing It, as performed by Dave Clive and his New Orleans Funk Band. Dave Clive and John Putnam from the band are my guests here today. And, you know, we talk on the show often about the history and the evolution of rock music and, you know, its roots down south with blues and R&B. You know, we had, one of the components of genres that fit into rock music, I guess, is the Mississippi Delta blues. And yep. I guess at some point there was a migration from...
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Basically, the migration from New Orleans to Chicago. So you had a lot of musicians in New Orleans, obviously playing in the French Quarter, and people like Louis Armstrong. You had some great drummers who worked with him, Warren Baby Dodd and Zooty Singleton. These guys were playing on the riverboats, the Creole Queen, Mississippi Queen, et cetera, going up and down the Mississippi River. So a bunch of these musicians, specifically Zooty Singleton, migrated to Chicago, greatly influencing the musicians up to Chicago. As far as talking drums, I know for a fact that Gene Krupa was greatly influenced by the New Orleans drummers who had migrated, you know, to Chicago for work. You know, there was more work, I guess, regular work at that time,
right,
in Chicago.
Right. And I guess the difference in the sound, you know, we have these like big city nightclubs and I guess we started to see, you know, amplification in the clubs, you know, electric guitars and, you know, to be, heard above the din of these big city clubs and,
yeah. Know. Well, you know, think about Muddy Waters.
Right.
Whose beginning of his career is really very Delta sounding. And then he moves to Chicago and it really kind of develops or is one of the founders of Chicago blues. A lot of people talk about World War II really creating a lot more opportunity for people, black people in general, mm-hmm. in different parts of the country. And there was a migration to Chicago because they were really finding more work.
And more opportunities.
Once there was an audience, then there's entertainment and people migrated along with them. So, and then it tees out to New York and San Francisco, I think, is kind of how they talk about it in history books.
Right, right.
So,
okay.
You know, yeah.
Well, I guess we got a couple of examples of the Chicago blues style here. We got a couple of songs coming up here, again, from Dave Clive's New Orleans band. Vegas Sings the Blues is the album. And we got Unchain My Heart, followed by Don't Answer the Door. And you're listening to New Year's Music Spotlight.
Unchain my heart. Baby, let me be. Unchain my heart, 'cause you don't care about me. You got me sewed up like a pillowcase, but you let my love go to waste. So unchain my heart, baby, set me free. Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Baby, let me go. Unchain my heart, 'cause you don't love me no more. When I call you on the telephone, the man answers, says you're not at home. So unchain my heart, baby, set me free. I'm under your spell, like a man in a trap. But you know darn well, stand a chair. Unchain my heart. Let me go my way. Unchain my heart. You worry me night and day. Why lead me in a life of misery when you don't care a bag of beans for me? So unchain my heart, baby, set me free. Thank you.
set me free. Oh, set me free. Unchain my heart. Unchain my heart.
Might want to come visit us, but you know the little girl, she talk too much. Yabbity, 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 yabbity. If she want to come by and see us, tell her to see us Sunday, Sunday, Sunday down at the church, cause I don't want a soul hanging around my house when I'm not at home. Nobody. When you're home and you're all alone, visit us, but you know I get home about the break of day. That's too late for anyone to come visit, so you tell her please, please, please stay away, yeah, cause I don't want a soul hanging around my house when I'm not at home. Nobody. When you're home and you're all alone, baby, but you know you're home alone. I don't want no doctor in my house, so you just suffer, suffer, suffer till I get home, 'cause I don't want a soul hanging around my house when I'm not at home. Want a soul hanging around my house when I'm not at home.
Yeah, this is the real Jimmy Young. And please, tune in. Check out my show, The History of R&B Music, every night, 9 p.m., right here on Gotham Radio. Be here or be square.
This is Sal Wheeler at GothamRadio.com with the Caribbean Classics every day at 7 p.m.
Tune in every night at 11 p.m. for the Jeff Lorber Radio Hour on Gotham Radio.
Hi, I'm Evie.
And I'm True.
This is Laying on the Line with Evie. We're here every night at
8 p.m.
on Gotham Radio.
Listen, damn it!
I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm.
Okay, we are back with Veneer's Music Spotlight, and in the studio with me tonight are my guests Dave Clive and John Putnam from Dave Clive's New Orleans Funk Band. They will be performing here on Saturday, January 28th, as part of our Mardi Gras celebration. And in the last segment we heard, the last two songs we heard were Unchain My Heart, that's a Ray Charles tune. And Don't Answer the Door, a blues standard.
Blues standard, B.B. King made famous, and a lot of people still play that.
Great tune. We're going to talk in this third segment, I guess, about another component of the New Orleans sound. Let's talk a little bit about brass music and funk.
Great. Historically speaking, if you want to talk about the brass bands first, so we're talking about, you know, like with the second line of the funerals, there would always be, to this day, a brass band playing at someone's funeral. Hmm. I have to have one of those to kind of talk to my wife. And anyway, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, they've been around forever. And then you have, they kind of went from, you know, a traditional brass band, which would have like a guy with a bass drum and a guy with the snare drum. They decided to funk it up. So now the drummer is Terrence Higgins. He plays like a standard drum set, and they actually have an electric guitar with a brass band. So it's more like a traditional brass band meets like Tower of Power. That's a good way to describe the Dirty Dozen Brass Band from New Orleans. Then you have more modern day bands like Rebirth Brass Band, which is just a fantastic brass band. They play every Tuesday night at the Maple Leaf in New Orleans. And then the brass band thing, later kind of those guys got into playing funk, and I have to say, like, the history of funk, bands like the Meters were super influential. Art Neville, who's nicknamed Papa Funk, who's, you know, obviously the founder of the Neville Brothers. You know, the Meters, George Porter Jr. on bass, George Zigaboo Modalis on drums, Leon Ocentelli on guitar. So those are like gods of funk. Mm. So that, then the next, so kind of, Art Neville, just to go off on him for a minute, went off from, it was good for the Neville Brothers, very bad for the Meters, but Art Neville, you know, kind of disbanded the Meters and then went off to do, the Neville Brothers. And then the next generation is actually Aaron Neville's son, is Ivan Neville. Ivan Neville is a fantastic keyboard player. We were talking before about Keith Richards and the Expensive Winos and Steve Jordan. Mm. Ivan Neville played with those guys, and he's got a super funky band called Dumpster Funk. So kind of like the modern day funk bands from New Orleans. Ivan Neville, his band Dumpster Funk, Galactic. Can never say enough about those guys. Bonorama, trombone funk, Papa Gross funk. Actually, we have a cover of Papa Gross Funk we're going to hopefully play later called If I.
Mm. Yeah, these are, you know, it's a great artist, ladies and gentlemen, if you're, you know, listening to this and keeping track of all these great artists that we're referring to here on the show, I suggest you check them out, YouTube them, Google them, search them out. It's great music. You will not be disappointed. We're gonna play a couple more songs from your Vegas Sings the Blues CD.
Great.
We got Mean Old World. Let's see, who's the
Walter Jacobs is the composer of Mean Old World.
Mm-hmm. Little Walter.
Little Walter. Yeah, okay.
His version is very different from the version that you'll hear. Mm-hmm. You know, these songs mutate, and I think that's one of the things I love about the blues. And I can Tina Turner have a version of it, which I think is maybe a little more like what you're going to hear, but still, I do this as a double four, so that the first chord is actually a four chord.
Kind right. Of,
but be that as it may, and this is much funkier than the sort of shuffle of.
All right, so we got Mean Old World, and then we're going to follow that up with If I,
yeah.
Which is you were referring to as part of that Uber Funk sound.
Yes, thing. So that's a modern day funk. That's a band out of New Orleans called Papa Gross Funk. That's one of their tunes.
Great. Okay,
how about
so
the Parliaments, when do they come in?
There you go. We'll save them for the next show.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got two songs coming up here on the spotlight. Mean Old World, followed by If I. You're listening to Mears Music Spotlight.
This is a mean old world. Try and learn all by yourself. This is a mean old world. The one you're loving, gonna have to use somebody else. I'm gonna have to be a brave friend. I guess you didn't love me. Love him as a so-and-so. This is a mean old world. Try to get it off by yourself. This is a mean old world. Somebody else.
You're listening to Gotham Radio.
All right, we're back with the final segment of tonight's episode. This is Near's Music Spotlight on GothamRadio.com. I'm Chris Piccioni, and my guests are Dave Clive and John Putnam from Dave Clive's Gnarlands Funk Band. And they'll be partying up a storm here on Saturday, January 28th, as part of the Mardi Gras party celebration here at Near's Tavern. And let's just wrap this up by talking. Before we get to the music, we're going to play a couple more songs here from your Vegas Sings the Blues CD, and I guess we got a live track as well.
Yes.
I mentioned at the beginning, at the top of the show, when I referred to you as a Renaissance man, you are a drummer, you are a an educator, you're a drum teacher, you're a band leader.
That's true.
Let's talk about some of the education of that. You are a drum professor, or what's your gig?
Cool.
What's your teaching gig?
My real gig is I'm a professor, adjunct lecturer is what they call me, at Wagner College. So I teach the private drum and percussion students. And very happy to say I actually have a percussion ensemble, which has about 8 drummers and percussionists who all study with me privately, and we have a, you know, it's a percussion ensemble. But besides the indefinite, you know, like drum set, congas, bongos, timbales, that stuff, we play the melodic percussion instrument, you know, like timpani, marimba, xylophone, vibraphone, orchestra bells, chimes, all that stuff. So that's really a lot of fun. And I'm also on staff at the College of Staten Island. And I have a drum teaching studio in Brooklyn. I live in Sheepshead Bay, and I teach there when I'm not teaching on Staten Island.
Right. And ladies and gentlemen, you can find out more about this if you go online and check out DaveCliveMusic.com.
It's David, actually David.
DavidCliveMusic.com.
Yes, www.DavidCliveMusic.com. Yes.
And then the band website is
www.Gnarlands.funkband.com.
And guitarist John Putnam, the... some have called you the ambassador of the blues.
It's because I break up fights.
Yeah.
It's not what your wife told me.
Well, maybe she said something else.
Yeah. So you do some, outside of this band project, you've got some other things going on yourself.
Yeah, if you're a musician, you do a lot of projects.
And yes.
So, you know, one of the projects I do is every Wednesday. It's on the east side of Manhattan at a place called American Trash at 1471 First Avenue between 76th and 77th Street. We do an open mic jam from 9 to about 12:30, 1 o'clock. The band's called Radio Flyer. It's a 4-piece band. It's really a pretty good band. It does not so much funk. We do some blues. We do some jazz. We do rock and roll, a little country, what people want. And people come in and they play what they want to do, and we put them up with somebody who can, you know, get them through it, and we have a good time. So
That's great.
Been doing that now. At American Trash for about, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, and then before that for about a year at another place. So it's gone pretty well.
And it's going strong.
Yeah. People seem to come.
Yep. Great. And you have a website yourself?
I do, johnputnam.org, O-R-G.
Great.
And you can find out where I'm playing with whatever band happens to pay me.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, you do the best you can.
Yep, that's the best part.
You do the best you can. I'm working at the studio, which is a place that actually is a rehearsal space, but they also have workshops for people to come together and put together bands for playing at various different venues in Manhattan. And I had a ball doing it last time. I expect to do it again.
Great.
Although, don't know exactly when, but that's happening as well.
So we can keep track of that on johnputnam.org.
You can indeed.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I want to thank you very much. It's been a great show. I've been looking forward to doing this for a long time, and glad we finally got to do it, and maybe we could do it again sometime in the future. And
thank you, Chris.
Looking forward to your show. Dave Clive and his Gnarlands Funk Band will be performing at the legendary Near's Tavern here in Woodhaven, Queens, New York on Saturday, January 28th. If you're in the area, come on down and check him out. And if you're not in the area, well, get in the area.
Home of the Goodfellas, right?
Home of Goodfellas, home of Tower Heist, home of Mae West. Fred Trump used to hang out here, father of Donald. And, well, we don't want to get into that, but that's another story about, you know, Fred Trump and Mae West. You know, there are unsubstantiated rumors that the Donald may be their love child, but we're not really sure about that. at any rate, guys, thank you so much. We're going to close out tonight's show with a couple of more songs. We got Cabbage Alley.
Yes. From,
okay, and then whose song is that?
That's an Art Neville song. So Cabbage Alley, I believe, was originally done by the Meters, and it was also done by the Neville Brothers.
Great. And we're gonna close out the show tonight with a live track, the appropriately titled Ain't Nothing But a Party, which is what will be going on here on the 28th of January.
Exactly. So that's more of like a brass band, like a Dirty Dozen mm-hmm. kind of tune, Ain't Nothing But a Party. So if Great. You want to come down for a Mardi Gras party, come down to Nears on Saturday, January 28th. Great. And Chris, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, guys. My pleasure. You've been listening, ladies and gentlemen, to Nears Music Spotlight. We got a couple of songs here. Cabbage Alley, Ain't Nothing But a Party by Dave Clive and his Dolan's Funk Band. Thanks for listening.
but a party. Ain't nothing but a party. Ain't nothing but a party. Ain't nothing but a party.
Shows on Gotham Radio are for entertainment and general information purposes only. Gotham Radio does not recommend, endorse, or condone any information, advice, or actions projected by their shows and their hosts. Gotham Radio does not put restrictions on what their show hosts may and may not say on the air. Therefore, some subject matter and topics may be intended for mature audiences only. Views and opinions expressed by show hosts are their views only and do not express the views of Gotham Radio.